Okay, Warwick, today's question. What's the worst present your wife's given you?
Oh. Worst present my wife's given me?
Mm.
Oh, I don't think she's given me any bad presents.
Or ex-wife, girlfriend.
I know. My ex gave me tickets to a concert. She took me to a concert, and this is back in the 90s, quite a while ago now, Celine Dion.
Did she want to go?
Yeah. She was a raving fan, and that was my gift, was to go with her to the concert. I think that was the only way she could get me to go, to be honest.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Welcome to the Tradies Business Show, helping you get off the tools and into true business ownership, so you can spend more time doing the things that matter most. Now, here are your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark.
And welcome to another episode of the Tradies Business Show. And I'm Michaela, and I'm joined with Wazza, Warwick.
Thanks, Michaela. I'm just listening to a bit of Celine Dion in the background here. Get me all pumped up. Big power ballad.
Yes. Now, today's a quickie. Ooh, all
right. I like a good quickie episode.
Yep. So we're going to do 10 ways to improve your customer service today, and we're going to do it under 10 minutes.
All right. Well, I'm watching the clock.
All right.
So you better go. Quick.
Okay. Number one. So under promise and over deliver. So many times, you know, they'll say you give an expectation that you're going to get things back sooner than what you really can just to impress, but when you're late, that's worse. So whatever you could do, if you need to get a quote back in, say, you know, it's going to take you probably a day, say 2 days, get the quote back a day early. So impress.
Nice. Second one, clean vehicle, clean shirt, clean shoes. That's all we're going to say.
Three, get a way to get online bookings from your website. So a lot of tradie websites out there now are starting to be able to have customers be able to make their own appointments. And this is pretty cool. I know my doctor does it now, and I love it. So I will go to somewhere that I know I can, you know, have a little bit more control of when you're going to come. So I know it's a bit harder for this industry, but it can be done. There's guys out there doing it. So look at the software that you use for your job management and see how you can integrate that in your website. Generally, it's just pasting a bit of code the web developer can do. So it's really quite quick and easy to do.
Yeah, and there's free online services that do appointment booking and all that sort of stuff, because people are usually sitting on their couch at night when they want to actually book your services.
That's it. So an easy one.
And following on from that is SMS appointment reminders. So day before you've got a quote or a job to do for a customer, make sure you're collecting people's mobile numbers and just send them a text. Say, hey, just confirming, I'll be at your place at 9:30 a.m. tomorrow for your quote.
And again, there is some software out there that will do this for you. Otherwise, you can get some help from people to help do that for you, i.e. Tradies VA. Just had to put a plug in there.
Yeah, like it. Number five, be on time for those same jobs and quotes. Matter of fact, don't be on time. Be 5 minutes early. And if you want to get this really, like, here's a pro tip. Send another text 5 minutes out. Say, hey, running a little early, is it okay if we come now, or, you know, 10 minutes out? Just again, to wow people. And that ties back to one of the earlier ones of under-promising and over-delivering. People are actually expecting you to be late. So if you're early, just a little bit, they'll be pleasantly surprised.
Okay, next on the list is follow-up completed jobs the next day or the day after. So many people just do the job and go, and how impressive would it be if you actually got a call to go, just want to make sure that your tap is fixed or whatever you're fixing is working okay. Is there anything else we can do for you? And that'd be a really effective way to make an impression on your customer. So I think I'd love to know if a job was done that they've checked to make sure I'm happy with it. And I know you hear people say, I don't want to ring in case there's something wrong. Well, that's not the right attitude. It shouldn't be anything wrong because you did good workmanship in the first place. So again, if you can't do it, get some help to help do that. But really, that can be a quick way to make an impression.
Absolutely. And it's a great time to ask for referrals as well.
That's right. Yep.
So, you know, if they're really happy with the service, like, hey, you know, you're obviously really happy with what we did. Who do you know that also is thinking about a bathroom reno, or who has a roof or a yard or whatever? So great time to ask for referrals. which we've still got 4 minutes to go. So we're cruising. Oh, cool. We're cranking.
Four left.
Answer your phone. I know Michaela and I talk about this a lot. And yes, tradiesva.com.au offers some fantastic phone answering services with your own live receptionist. But just answer your phone. People will hang up and not leave a message and ring the next person. We all do it. So it's a great way to get more business. But also, if you've got a customer calling, they want to be able to talk to a human, not a voicemail.
That's right. And they reckon about 75% of people don't leave a voicemail message. So if you think voicemail's getting those missed calls, they're not. So just think about how many calls you might be missing and how much money that could be worth to you.
Ooh, ouch. Number eight. I forgot where we're up to.
Seven.
No, that was number seven. Number eight. Use sales scripts. Don't argue with your co-host, but use sales scripts. So when you do answer the phone, make sure you have a script. Not so you sound like a robot, but it's just about consistency, making sure you ask the right questions. Better yet, change your inquiry forms or your job sheets or whatever you're using to actually be a bit of a prompt sheet. So you just simply follow the bouncing ball on your piece of paper. You ask all the right questions, get all the details. You don't forget anything. You don't forget to get their mobile number or what times of the day they're home. And you write it all down, and then that becomes your job card for that particular job. So scripts are really, really powerful, and it means you don't have to keep so much stuff in your head.
You are right. Number nine, make it easy. Make it easy for customers to pay. So this is about whether you take payments on the road or when they book or however, or have a number of payment options, whether it be direct debit or credit card. Just make it easy for them to pay. Don't make it hard. Don't send an invoice 2 weeks later and then, you know, you're chasing them for a payment. Just make it easy.
Yep. And one of our previous show sponsors actually has a little mobile payment solution, and there's a few available out there now. So you can literally use your smartphone now to collect money from people. So drum roll for the last one is consistency across your team. Sounds a bit abstract, but what are we talking about here, Michaela?
Well, this is about everyone being on the same page. All the things we've just mentioned, or the way you talk to your customers, the way you show up, having procedures in place so that your team is delivering the high level of customer service that you want every job, every time. So it's just making sure your team are behind it and that they're all consistently delivering the same level of service. So no matter who goes out and does the job or who they ring in the office, that everybody's playing by the same book.
That's right. Nothing worse than you promise something, one of your team members goes out and does it differently, and everybody's confused. It just freaks people out. So we've cranked those 10 out in under 10 minutes. So there you go. That's that gives us time to ramble on with a whole lot of other crap. No, we won't do that.
No. We've under-promised and over-delivered.
That's right. So if we can get through those in less than 10 minutes in a day, you should be able to implement most of those. And we don't say that lightly. They are very simple things to do. Just pick one from the list, even if you did one a week for 10 weeks or one a day for 10 days, and get those things in place in your trade business. I just want to pick up on that last one of having your team do things consistently and everybody singing from the same hymn book. Training is a really important part of that. Obviously, training in the way you do things in your business as a listener. But also, there's training available through one of our show supporters, which is face-to-face training. There may be government incentives and stuff and funding for that, but you need to check with those guys. So go to facetoface.edu.au and tell them Wazza and Mick sent you.
And if you want to know more about ways to improve your customer service, make sure you also check out the tradiesbusinesstoolkit.com. It's our little community. It's just $1 for the first 30 days. And there's videos and webinars and all sorts of things to help you improve your customer service as well as other areas of your business. And the price goes up after the end of June. So get in now for your $1 for 30 days. That's like half a coffee.
It's less than half a coffee. I can't believe how much they charge for it. I'm quitting coffee to actually save money, not because I think it's better for me.
Is that why you've been so cranky?
Yeah, righto. And on that note, until next time, listeners. Hooray.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Tradies Business Show with Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark. Want to get off the tools and into true business ownership? Find out how at tradiesbusinessshow.com.